Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I am Sharon Lecter, your host, and I'm delighted to introduce you to a friend today who has had a lot of experience in helping other businesses get a little bigger and take their 250,000 business to a million higher. And he's done it in his own practice and is now helping other practitioners increase their entire practice revenues. So Dr. Greg Pursley, or Dr. G, has been a friend for quite a while, and he really understands quality of life. And I think that's something that I'm going to have him share with you about, because it's not just the mechanics, it's understanding your goals and your overall one big life, as I share in the book, Thinking Rich for Women. So Greg, I'd love for you to start by telling us a little bit about little Greg and how you got started.
Sure. Well, little Greg, I grew up on a small farm, a lot of family surrounding me. Parents worked really hard. Dad was an electrician, blue collar type guy. Mom worked for a company for years and years. And, you know, I was able to get into a lot of mischief. So I learned how to get out of things that I got into pretty young as a child, which is good and bad. You know, pretty common upbringing. Dad was pretty hard on you as far as trying to, you know, make you into the best person you could become. Decided when I was a junior in high school, I wanted to become a chiropractor. As my anatomy class took a tour at a chiropractic college, I said, oh, this is what I want to do. So I went the fast track. I graduated at 23 with a doctorate and thought I knew a lot about business and I thought I knew a lot about life. I had gotten married in grad school. I had a daughter in grad school. And so when I graduated, I had a few month old and a wife and said, let's move and go to where nobody knows us and start a practice and, you know, start life fresh. And so that's what we did. And looking back, that's probably one of the craziest decisions I ever made.
Well, sometimes those crazy ones end up being a blessing in disguise. So So you ended up having to practice and realize that you needed to learn a little bit about business to make the practice better. So what was that like? Where did you seek out those kind of resources?
Yeah, it was a long process, but long story short, after 2 years in practice, I realized that I was stuck in a practice treating. I didn't know how to grow or do anything. It was growing, but there was a limit to it, you know, and I had to figure that out. Then we had our second child and he had a lot of medical complications, and that kind of made us focus on that for a long time, for over 8 years. And so coming out of that, I was like, okay, can I keep doing what I'm doing the way I'm doing it the rest of my career? And the reason why I said no to that was because I was capped out on the amount of people I could help. I mean, I was treating the maximum amount of people I could treat. And so I took my chiropractic practice and I turned it into a regenerative medicine integrated practice, where we hired medical doctors and we hired a nurse practitioner and we hired rehab. And so I had to learn how to actually own a business. And so I reached out to a bunch of different mentors. You're included into that, so I appreciate you having me on the podcast. But people like Grant Cardone, Brandon Dawson, Tony Robbins, Dan Martell, and the list goes on and on and on. But I just started reading all this information that I had not been exposed to about owning a business. And then I looked at the statistical data of most people that own a business. And what I found out is they were just like me. They knew how to do a thing, a chiropractor, a dentist, an eye doctor, a landscaper, a doesn't matter, a gymnast. They knew how to do a thing really well. And they go, I'm going to start my own business, not realizing that owning a business and doing a thing are two separate skill sets. And so now that I've been able to expand my practice, and it does over a couple million dollars a year, I took the understandings and the teachings that I had learned, and I just put them into my own package. And now we help small, local, regional businesses that are really kind of brick and mortar. We help them grow and expand through really five channels: the marketing, sales, operations, HR, and finances. And those are the five that you have to master in order to grow and expand a business. So I know Brandon Dawson, who's a mentor of mine, and he's a friend of yours as well. And he's all about how can we exit at the maximum possible with the maximum possible leverage. What I found is there's this missing gap of businesses that are smaller that don't want to do that. They just want to be a little better or gain a little more freedom. And that's what I've learned how to do. And that's what I'm trying to help people do, is implement those systems at that level that they're at.
Well, there's a huge need. I mean, it is, I talk about this all the time. Most people, most professionals who own their own business really own a job because they don't know how to scale. They don't know how to leverage what they have and be able to do that through. And operations is a big one. That's the business systems. That's what allows you to scale. So I love that. So what do you think is the message that they hear from you that makes them take action to do something differently?
Well, the message is that I talk about the five pillars of life in order to what I would call like have a quality life, you know, a really quality life where you are, a majority of your time is spent where you're happy and you're content and you're fulfilled and you're not stressed and anxious and worried. And most people that own a business live in the stress, anxious, worried, you know, fearful, like this panic state, because they're trying to do so many things and juggle so many balls in the air. And so what I tell them is, look, the business, there's this moment that I had with my wife that I said, look, I've got to go in early and I got to stay late. And she said, why? And I said, because I have to provide for the family and I need to, you know, be there for you guys and I have to support and do all these things. And she goes, look, I never asked you to do that. That's you. You know, I was saying I was doing it for her, but in reality, I was doing it because I thought it was what I needed to do to provide for the family. Once I had that conversation with her, it was like, okay, so how can I build my relationship and build my business and make more money and be fulfilled? And I figured out that you can do all those things. And that's what I help people do, is take a step back, take a look at where you're at and where you want to go, and what's the life you actually want to build. Most people don't think about that. And it's interesting because I didn't for a long time until I realized, you know, every day we're building something. Well, let's build something you want.
I love it. People talk about looking at, you know, in 10 years or 5 years. And, you know, if you really think in the 3 years, it's a little more realistic and you can actually think about how old you are, how old your kids are, how long you've been married. It starts bringing reality to that quality of life issue. But I want to go back over something that you talked about, because, you know, it's, Brandon does a fantastic job about scaling to, you know, multiples of EBITDA. Well, a lot of people don't even understand what that concept is. They just want to be a bit more successful so that they can not stress out as much and have a little bit more time. So they would be delighted to take a $250,000 practice and get it to grow it to a million. And that gap are people that are, you know, they're almost turned off by the giant numbers because it's not, that's not in their vision, not in their goal, but they do want to be more successful. And so talk a little bit about what you've seen from those people you've helped get to that, the results of somebody who's now can just back, sit back and say, I'm just not as stressed as I used to be. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
There's actually two things that I've noticed. And it's number one, they need to really become aware of the fact that they built a business in trying with the idea of they wanted to build freedom into their life. They wanted more freedom, and what they started building trapped them. And so we define really what that freedom was in the beginning that they were searching for, because that's what people want. When you say more success, most people think of it in terms of money, as you know, but really success is how do I build this life and create the life that I want freedom wise, that I'm not trapped doing the thing that I think I need to do in the business because the business wouldn't be able to do it without me. Those are generally belief systems that are incorrect. Number two, and this was a big one for me, is giving yourself permission as the business owner to build that life of freedom that you want. You know, I didn't realize this, but being a business owner is very rare. And I was not allowing myself the permission to have the freedom. I wanted to go play golf, and I built a business, and I have people that are doing their jobs and growing. And guess what? They are fulfilled because they don't have the risk or the fear or the things, the liability of owning the business. And they're happy because they're getting the paycheck that they're getting, and they're aligned with the mission of the company, and they're fulfilled. I should allow myself to go and do the things that I feel compelled to do. And so I started going, you know, I'm going to do things that I enjoy. I call it acting on your highest passion, just whatever that thing is. Like if you have a vision in your mind of what you want, your brain and your soul and the universe are going to tell you, hey, do this thing. And there's a reason, and just, you know, act on that and do it. And I found that by not forcing things to occur, that life kind of helps you out and guides you in the right direction, as long as you're paying attention and in that flow. And so that's what I really help people is with those two things on the mindset side. It's like, what does that freedom really look like to you? And give yourself permission to have it.
I love that. And I love the give, you know, that's such an honest statement. Give yourself permission. You know, people feel tied, as you said, they own a job. They feel like they, you know, they have to show up. And it's something I know I suffered for. You know, I was like type A, you're driven. And it's like you feel guilty when you take a day off. And it's crazy because we need that quality of life you talked about. So, Greg, if people want to find out more about your services and your programs, how can they find you?
Yeah, they can go to drgregpursley.com, drgregpursley.com. P-U-R-S-L-E-Y. We have a free CEO roadmap right there. So they can click on it. It's totally free. It's got some videos of different things about how to put yourself in the CEO mindset as a small business owner. Not that you're going to develop into some massive C-suite CEO business, but the idea is that owning a business is just like being that CEO as compared to being owning a job like you talk about. And so you have to have a different mindset and different, you know, like I said, different permissions. The two questions I always like to ask if people want it without going and downloading that, but if you own a business and you ask these two questions, it'll really open your eyes up. So take some time, have it written down and just go, am I truly happy? Am I truly happy in every area of my life, my relationships, my business, my money, my health, my faith, my belief? And then number two, what does happiness truly look like to me? And if you can figure those two things out, you can really start building a path that gets you to that, what happiness truly means to you and what that really looks like. Because I was doing something that I thought happiness look like, but in reality it wasn't. Now I've built a life that is actually truly fulfilled and happy. And that's what I hope for everybody, you know, that's listening to this.
I love that. I want to repeat something you said about your wife. You know, sometimes we make assumptions about our relationships and our partners, and sometimes it's probably better to have that open communication so that, you know, it kind of is like looking in the mirror and realize that, am I really doing it for them or am I doing it for myself? So I think that's a very valid point. Greg, you're going to stay with me. We're going to do another short video for the private Facebook group for the Play Big Movement. Those of you that have not joined that, please do. It's free. Where we go a little closer, we'll talk about some of the oops in our pathway to success, because the road to success is not a straight line. There's ups and downs. And then also daily habits that you attribute your success to. So thanks so much for being with me, Greg. And thanks all of you watching and or listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Remember, you are fabulous. And until next time, have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.